Welcome to the first installment of the eDemocracy.org report. This is Tim Erickson coming to you from Bristol, England, the second stop of my week-long trip to the UK. The purpose of my trip here to the UK is both to connect with the volunteers and participants of existing eDemocracy.org forums, as well as to plant the seeds for future forums. Later this week, I'll be participating in the Head Start eDemocracy 07 conference in London, which is promising to be a very exciting meeting of the most notable leaders and practitioners of eDemocracy in the UK. But tonight, what I'd like to talk about is the key ingredient in any successful issues forum. It's the people, or what we sometimes refer to as the participants. Issues forums aren't about technology, they aren't even about rules or facilitation. Ultimately, issues forums are about the people who care about their community, connecting in an online space to share ideas, voice their concerns, and sometimes even debate the issues that are really important to them. But as most of us already know, even with the most advanced tools for eDemocracy available, sometimes we need to get out from behind our computers if we want to make our communities better places. Tonight, about 10 members of the Greater Bedminster Neighborhood Forum got out from behind their computers and met at a place called the Tobacco Factory to share a drink and talk about the important issues facing their community, like dog poo. Let's go back and listen in. Hello, this is Tim Erickson, and I'm here in Bristol with members of the Greater Bedminster Neighborhood Forum, and we're having our, this isn't the first social gathering for the Greater Bedminster Forum, is it? Didn't you guys get together before?
Once or twice.
Yeah, they've gotten together before, but this is the first time I've gotten together with them since the Greater Bedminster Forum formed. And we're going to chat with a couple of members of the forum here and get their opinions on how things are working and what they think about their participation in the forum. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you think about the forum?
So my name is Cecilia Waitman, and I think the forums is essentially a fantastic idea. I enjoy reading the daily digests and getting involved with the issues that are on the forum.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Yeah, I'm Ben. I also enjoy both putting stuff up, but reading the responses that come along.
Okay. Can you give us an example of an issue that made a difference in your community?
Lots of discussions about dog poo, which is the key issue in most communities, I think. I'm not sure that we've really resolved anything, but certainly a whole range of immense emotional attitudes have been vented over the thing. I'm sure people feel better after saying the things that they've said.
But other than feeling better, do you think that it's really making a difference in any kind of policy way?
Oh yeah, there's one particular area of policy that we're currently working on. That's the allocation of resources coming from the building developments in the area. At the moment, that's sort of tends to be sorted out by a cabal of officers in the local authority. They sit in some little room and pass the money around amongst themselves. And we're trying to get them to be much more public, much more open about that. And we discussed it initially on the forum, and then it was taken up by some of the elected representatives in the council itself, and it's at least been debated in the council house. Whether we'll win is another question, but you can come back to me, Tim, later on that.
Okay, well, winning isn't always, you know, a measure of success in the forum, I think. Just getting the issues out there and getting them debated, we like to think that.
You sound like a wishy-washy liberal. Winning is very, very important.
Cecilia, what do you think about this? Have you won any battles in the forum yet?
I don't think it's a matter of winning battles. I think it's, for me, it's just sometimes making a point. So I do some volunteer work with local police, and I do get really, really ratty when the police criticise, and I will always stand up for them and say, you know, leave my boys alone. They do okay.
Well, great. Is there another issue besides the dog poo issue that has really captured your attention in the first place?
Yeah, we did a debate on smoking when the smoking was banned in Britain in July, and I got a local doctor to start off the debate, and everybody got very involved in it. Everybody had different points of view. A lot of people worried about disease or whether it was going to cause litter. I was more worried about whether it was going to cause drinking in the no drinking zone when people were still outside pubs. But it did raise a whole lot of issues, and it was very, very good.
Can either of you say anything about the other pub issue that came up recently in terms of what happened there? A new member came to the forum with an issue. Can you?
Do you mean the one where there was lots of noise coming from the pub, and this particular person just wanted to know, what can I do? I've complained to the pub, but they don't change. What can I do? And several people piled in with telephone numbers that could be telephoned, and how the local authorities could be asked to intervene, and so on. And I think that was a very useful piece of information for this particular person.
Yeah, and my understanding, it isn't that the problem's been solved, but at least the person affected now knows, feels like they have some course of action, right?
Yeah.
She feels very supported. I think there was about six of us all together with her, and she feels very supported that she can actually call on people, and people that do understand, and that can actually point her into the right direction and say, this is the path of action you should be taking. And that's where the forum comes into its own. There's always an expert about something.
Yeah.
And at that point, the interview came to an end because my computer died. The battery was dead. Anyways, thanks for listening in with me tonight. It's time for me to head off to bed because I have another big day tomorrow. But I look forward to checking in with you soon. Talk to you later. Signing out. This is Tim Erickson.